Father in heaven, we do thank you so much, Lord, for so great a salvation. Thank you for the salvation that was brought through the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, on Calvary. And Father, we are here because of that precious blood. And Father, thank you for redeeming us, forgiving us, and setting us high, exalted with you in the heavens. And Father, you have called us your very own. And so we can come to your word, Lord, and we can open it and we can hear your voice through it because we are your children. I pray that we might allow your word to penetrate and change our minds and hearts and encourage us, Lord, in our walk with thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you'll take your Bibles with me tonight, we're going back to our psalm. We're continuing our series in Psalm 119. 119, if you'll turn there, we've come to the 13th stanza. As you recall, there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and every eight verses, it's broken up into every eight verses, this psalm, and each eight section of eight verses begins with one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So we come tonight to the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and you see it on top of verse 97. We're going to be looking at 97 to 104. 97 to 104. Do you see that? The letter right there? Three letters. M-E-M. Anybody want to take a chance on how you pronounce that? It's pretty easy. Mem. Just as it looks. Mem. Not ma'am, but mem. And we are going to look at the psalmist again as he continues to reveal his heart and his walk with the Lord. What God is doing to him and through him in the midst of his affliction. Remember this. This psalmist, which we believe is David, though his name is not attached to the psalm, we believe that David wrote this, and and here we are going to come to once again see how he looks and views God's holy word, what it means to him. And so let's pick it up here, and you can see in verse 97 what he thinks about God's word. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Very simple, to the point. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. You know, here he is once again expressing one of the greatest loves in his life, and that's God's word. And if we love God's word, as the psalmist did, it leads to something. What does that lead to? It leads to meditating upon his word. And we discussed what that word meditating means. It's like the cow chewing the cud. It's got that kind of an idea of just relaxing and just meditating upon the goodness of God and his promises, and we study his word and we soak ourselves in his word, and then it takes root in our hearts and our minds, and it transforms us. And so because he has a love for it, he will meditate on it how much? All the day long. I have to ask myself, do I meditate on God's word all the day long? I'm afraid I have to say, no, I don't. If we're honest with ourselves, honest with God, Lord, forgive me for not meditating all the day long on your word. You see, the psalmist had God's word at the forefront of his life. And so through the trials and through as he was on the run from his enemies, what he would do, he would just carry God's word with him. And he would just immerse himself in God's word throughout the day. Turn to Proverbs chapter 2 with me. Let's just go over to Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 6. And we see what Solomon said here about the Word of God and wisdom. Proverbs 2, look at verse 1. My son, if you receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you. See, that's what the psalmist was saying. I love your word. If you treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Here he is saying to his son, seek God's word more than anything else, and seek it like a treasure. I've always been one to that enjoys archaeology. I've always loved archaeology and digging around, looking for things. Two things in my life that I had enjoyed doing was one, looking for meteorites. How about that? Anybody want to go searching for meteorites with me? You can't do it really here in this area because I know my daughter does. Glory. Yeah. I shared the story. I'm not going to share it again about my wife and I, before we had kids, we were out in Arizona for vacation, and that's where I was really hunting around for meteorites. But the other thing I enjoy hunting for, and I'm always doing this when I'm in a rock area or anything, is fossils. I'm looking for that. It's all around us, the evidence of Noah's flood and fossils. And not too long ago, Glory and I, we got in the car. I said, Glory, how would you like to go fossil hunting with me? She said, sure, Dad. Where? I said, it's not far. Swatara Park has a fossil pit. I don't know how many of you knew that. There's a fossil pit not far from here, and you just take your little hammer and you go digging. Now they have it's up on the mountain and down to closer to the creek, and you can find fossils. And so remember, honey, we had fun, didn't we? We were just banging away, finding little fossils, sea fossils, and all kinds of stuff. Loved it. We need to do that with God's word. Because if we understand that the greatest treasures are here, because they reveal the heart of God, they reveal the heart of God, it should be like looking for prized jewels in our life when we come to the Word of God. You know, Paul said in Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. So let's go back now to Psalm 119, and let's pick it up at verse 98. He goes on then, and he says, thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. For they are ever mine. And then look at 99 and 100. I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. Now here we're going to see that he speaks three things that the psalmist shows why the psalmist is so immersed in the Word of God, because of what it does for him in his life. First of all, look at there in verse 98. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. Now, when he says for they are ever mine, he's not talking about his enemies are forever his. He's talking about the commandments of God's word. And first here he says, your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. Some have, that word basically means wiser has the idea of craftier than my enemies. When we talk about being crafty or cunning, you know, we think of it in a bad way. And you go back to Genesis, you see the serpent. We read in Genesis 3:1, the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And of course, Satan is, our enemy is extremely crafty. But how wonderful the psalmist knows that if he meditates upon the word of God, he's going to be wiser than his enemies. And that's one most wonderful thing, that when you are up against the spiritual forces of the enemy of God, and they come against you, and they come against our mind, they come against to attack our mind, get us to doubt God, and to wonder, God, where are you? Are you hearing me at all when I pray? But if we understand God's word and we live accordingly, we can understand that God will give us wisdom that is greater than any enemy that comes against us. And he'll give us wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, and give us discernment. But then there in verse 99, he says, I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. He uses this word meditation a lot. He keeps saying, that's all I'm thinking about. All I'm thinking about is your word and what it does to my heart. First, it makes him wiser than his enemies. Second, it gives him more insight than all his teachers. More insight than all his teachers. Now, when you see that statement, you think, boy, he's kind of cocky, don't you think? He's kind of arrogant in the way he's presenting this. That he's saying here that I have more insight than all my teachers. Well, what he's basically saying is that he has understanding from the Word of God, which makes him wiser than anyone who's teaching secular education and has all those degrees. Did you know that every one of you here tonight who knows the Word of God is wiser than the smartest, most intelligent professor, unbelieving professor at Harvard University? In God's eyes, you are wiser. And that's what he's saying. You are wiser. They can have all this knowledge, but you and I are blessed with the Word of God, given wisdom, which is divine wisdom, understanding, and discernment in life. And when you hear them talk, you know, you wonder, they call them smart? Now, I can't go and debate physics with some professor from, you know, some great university. But I can be wiser than him because of my love and my meditation upon the Word of God. You know, the best, as you look around at these higher education places, the best answers men have are two things. To really define why we are here. One is an explosion and the other is a monkey. Think about it. That's it. That's their wisdom. That's the worldly wisdom. Big bang, and out of all these rocks came a monkey. And then we all came from that. How ridiculous can you to even use that as an argument, yet this is what they're teaching the students today, and it continues to be taught as truth. But we have been given the wisdom of God that will make us, give us more insight, more discernment than the teachers who do not know the Word of God. And then look at verse 100. He goes on and says, I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. I have understood more than the aged. Basically saying, I understand more than those who are old, and I have compiled your precepts in my heart. I have observed them. I've obeyed them. You know, it's wonderful when you have an opportunity to sit down with someone who is up there in age, and they've experienced so much, an experienced Christian. I used to sit with my grandfathers and listen to them just tell me of how God brought them through. And they would teach me as a young kid. They taught me wisdom from God's word and how to live because they lived it. But you know, there are those who are up in age who may not have the wisdom that they should have at their age, even believers. You know, I can have have the wisdom from experience, a year of experience, but I may just stay on that level if the rest of my life if I don't meditate on God's word and it doesn't become my food every day and my nourishment. I love what we read concerning those who are older and have gray or white hair. Proverbs 20:29, the glory of young men is their strength, and the honor of old men is their gray hair. So that should make you feel better, Rusty. Right? There you go. Makes me feel better. Look at this white hair. Yeah, and Leviticus 19:32, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. And then Job said, wisdom is with the aged men, with long life is understanding. But he is saying here, he's saying, a person can be up in age, but not have the understanding of who God is, an understanding of his word, and have discernment in life. So he's not boasting. He's just saying, God has given me understanding because I have meditated upon his word all the days of my life. And so may this be said of you and me tonight, that we will meditate upon the word of God constantly, and it will carry you through the day. It will help you through the Holy Spirit giving discernment as we hide God's word in our heart. We will make decisions that are in line with God's perfect will. And I know that many times if I try and think on my own and think, use my own abilities and don't ask God, don't check his word and seek discernment from the Lord, that's when I foul up and I make big, big mistakes. But here the psalmist is saying, it's your word. It's your word that has given me this understanding. And then look at verses now. Of 101 through 104. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep thy word. I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou thyself hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The psalmist here is telling the Lord, saying, Lord, I've sought to restrain my feet from every evil way. When I am poured into God's word and I meditate on it day and night, guess what will happen? I will be restrained from evil in my life and from sin as I keep his word. And then he says in 102, I have not turned aside from thine ordinances. In other words, he's kept his focus, his eyes straight ahead on the word of God. For thou, I love the end of verse 102, for thou thyself hast taught me. Think of it this way, Christian. Every time you open the book, God's holy word, and you read it, and you're reading it by trying to dig and know the heart of God, you are being taught by God Himself. I am being taught by God Himself when I open this Word. Just me and His Word, the Lord is there, and He is speaking to me, and I am being taught by the God of the universe. Think of that. That He is the one that is instructing me on how I should live, and He will give me the peace and understanding, and He will guard my ways as I continue to walk in obedience to His Word. And then He says there, He speaks of what the Word is like to Him. How sweet are thy words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh, what's the sweetest thing you ever tasted? You know, in ancient times, it was honey. Honey was the one thing that everybody would die for, to get that honey, because it was the sweetest thing they could ever taste. And He's saying, your word, this is how wonderful your word is. It tastes good to my soul. And then He closes with 104. From thy precepts I gain understanding. And there it is again, discernment or understanding. And when I do that, I am going to what? Hate every false way. I'm going to hate every false way. Dear friend, tonight, excuse me, on your way home, as you head home later, would you dwell upon God's Word? And tonight, before you go to bed, open it up and say, Lord, I want You to speak to me. My God, my Lord, my Savior, speak to my heart. Give me understanding, that I might be wiser than my enemies, that I might have more understanding and wisdom than the teachers of this world, and even those that are older who think they know it all, but they don't know God and His Word. And see what God will do in your life. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much once again for speaking through this psalm. Lord, we've seen the heart of the psalmist again and again, and we see his love for Your Word. Father, may each one of us here tonight have that same love, that Your Word might be the most precious thing in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.